Today, hundreds of people from different religious organizations gathered in Denver to discuss providing social services with government money. This is the third such meeting the White House has sponsored, encouraging religious groups to get involved in the president's faith-based initiative. But as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, some legal experts believe part of the president's initiative may turn out to be unconstitutional.
People came from all over the mountain states, pastors who want to provide shelter to the homeless, social workers who believe that prayer is the best way to heal addiction. Dave Bidwell from Youth for Christ International says a lot of people are nervous about getting government money without breaking the law. But after this conference, he thinks it's possible.
It seems like the intent of the president is to honor the legality of the separation of church and state, and that if organizations are willing to separate that in the way they operate, and they're providing good social services that can be legitimately funded by the government, that it's fine.
About a month ago, at a similar grassroots informational meeting, President Bush signed an executive order to stop what he called unfair treatment of religious charities. Within days, the White House had started to issue regulations to make it easier for these groups to get government money. But Ira Lupu, a law professor at George Washington University, sees some dangers. Lupu, who has analyzed the president's order and new rules, worries that the White House is being too vague about what churches can do. The rules spell out that government money cannot be used for, say, worship services or proselytizing. But he says it's not clear from the rules that government money also cannot be used for any kind of religious content.
For example, 12-step program for recovery from alcohol or substance abuse. That's a sort of program that it's not itself prayer or reading sacred texts, but it frequently has explicit religious content. And that is the sort of program that I think the Constitution forbids the government from directly financing, and the rules do not clarify that.
Lupu says in the past year, two churches that did not understand that distinction have been sued and lost or settled out of court. There are more specific and explosive concerns. One regulation says that religious groups offering substance abuse programs may discriminate by hiring only people who hold their religious beliefs. The reason, says Mark Stern at the American Jewish Congress, is that treatment is based on the belief that religion heals.
If that's the case, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to say, yes, you can use religion to help wean people from drug addiction, but you have to hire people who believe that religion is the opiate of the masses to do so. That's incoherent.
But Christopher Anders at the ACLU says under the new rules, the government is endorsing discrimination. He says churches have already used state funds to bar Jews and gays from jobs. Now federal money can be used the same way.
And we're going to start to see religious organizations with federal taxpayer dollars, instead of hiring the best person to provide services, they're going to hire people who are of the right religion.
Moreover, it will be very difficult to challenge the discrimination, says Ira Lupu. Because of the way the rule is written, the person who suffered the discrimination probably cannot sue. Only the government organization that is giving the money to the church can sue the church. In this case, a substance abuse program called SAMHSA.
And now that SAMHSA has announced a proposed policy that it will not enforce its non-discrimination rules, then the only body that might do something about that religious discrimination has said that it won't do anything.
In addition, critics say the federal government could find itself in the remarkable position of building churches. Say a small inner-city church wants to operate a homeless shelter but can't afford to build a whole new building. The president's rules say the government could pay for that part of the building that is used for that non-religious activity. Chris Anders at the ACLU says that could be abused.
A church could decide that it needs a new building, and let's say 50% of the building is going to be used for worship services, and 50% of the building will be used for housing, at least for now. They can get half of their funds from federal sources now.
George Washington University law professor Robert Tuttle says this could pass a court's muster, but the government would have to make sure the church is following the rules.
Are you going to have a government official out there with a stopwatch to figure out what portion of a day, you know, how many days a week, how many weeks out of the year? And so that's part of what the courts would likely be concerned about.
Tuttle says it's anyone's guess how the U.S. Supreme Court would view the president's new moves, since the line between church and state seems to be changing every year. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.